Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my daily rants and raves. And of course, you can listen to all of our daily rants and rave podcasts and all of our podcasts at ravepubs.com. I'm excited to be joined this morning by Vin Bruno, who's the CEO of Cedia. Vin, how are you?
I am terrific today, Gary. Excited for our show.
Let me tell you, this is going to be a big year for Cedia. Last year, I think you've seen this written that I've written a number of times, and I felt like last year's Cedia show was the best Cedia show in probably 5 or 6 years. And this year, based on the news announcements we've seen come out of the show, this year is going to eclipse last year. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I have never seen so much social media activity around an event. Around this specific event anyway, like never before. And it is so fun watching the Facebook posts of all these Europeans and South Africans and Australians that are attending their show this year. I think this is the first in a long time.
Well, this is going to be a big year, not only because I think there's been more definition, I guess is maybe the best way, or segmentation between the consumer residential market and the professional residential market. And I think that's what you focused the last year on, because I think there was some confusion as to which direction Cedia was focused, and I think you've helped define that. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. So, you know, what you have, right? You had, a couple of years ago, people talk about DIY and our industry being concerned. And what that turned into is a do it for me, please, cry out from our homeowner clients. And so today we have that world where, our best home technology professionals are designing and installing million-dollar home automation systems, and they also roll their truck to install the Sonos for that client. So we're moving into a world where Cedia members are becoming the single point of contact for a homeowner's technology needs.
And I think that the idea behind that is that the concept is that they partner with the homeowner and just try to help them out with anything they need, even if they don't do it themselves, that they become the single point of contact to outsource that if it needs to be.
Right. As easy as anyone thinks that installing a Nest thermostat is, it isn't easy. It is not DIY like one would think, as it was actually advertised to be. And homeowners are not inclined to do the programming and the firmware updates and manage those changes. They want Cedia members in their home. And when we're in our clients' homes, we teach them about further technology lifestyle solutions that we offer.
Well, you have your big show opening on Thursday. It's a 3-day show, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll be there. We are already there. You're already there. Give me 3 reasons why people should come to Cedia. And there's a last shot here for people who have not are still on the fence. There's a lot of people that can drive there. I mean, Texas is a giant state. It's in Dallas. You got Oklahoma. You got Louisiana bordering. It's a 1.5-hour flight from anywhere in the United States, basically, maybe 2 hours. And to give them 3 things that they should, the 3 big reasons or 3 things that they'll see at this year's show that they won't see anywhere else, if you can.
Sure. So if you are a home technology professional, designer, builder, or architect, coming to Cedia is good for your business. These powerful influencers, the CEOs of the National Association of Home Builders, the National Kitchen and Bath Association, House.com, Coldwell Banker, they are all here. They're working on a panel. That's a must-see panel. It is good for your business. Voice control. Voice control is going to be the star of the show. We've got guys like Alex Capasolatro from Josh.ai and Amazon Alexa here in a big way. Both of these folks, Josh is running a TED Talk style instruction during the show in the Cedia booth, and Amazon Charlie Kindle, who heads up Amazon Alexa, he's running the Friday morning keynote. And of course, Shelley Palmer. Shelley Palmer is our main keynote, who opens the show tomorrow night. He will tell you that anything that can be connected will be connected, and there's nothing easy about connecting to a home's Wi-Fi network. That statement alone is worth billions to this market, and those are profit opportunities to our members.
Well, we'll be there. We're going to cover it live. We're going to shoot videos. We're going to go to every booth and make sure that we get everybody has a chance to show their new product. So if you're unable to go, of course, that's one way to experience it. But going there is way better than experiencing it online. And certainly to see those keynotes, you need to be there. And Shelley Palmer, I've been following him for years, and he's definitely a futurist. I tend to agree with almost everything he says, and he's done a great job predicting the future. Great coup getting him as the keynote speaker. Vin, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Gary. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Seeing you as well. We'll do our annual video interview with the CEO of Cedia, my second time interviewing Vin. We'll do that from the show floor. Thanks for listening, and of course, to see all of our or hear all of our coverage or experience all of our coverage, go to Cedia, go to ravepubs.com/Cedia2016, and of course, you can go to Cedia.net at any time to follow the Cedia organization and their show. Thanks for joining me, Vin. You have a great day, and good luck.
Thank you, Gary. You too. Rave, rave, rave.